Well, here we go again. More scattered midday and afternoon showers and thunderstorms will spread from west to east today, similar to what we had yesterday. Boy, those produce some gusty winds all of a sudden and a darkening of the skies, although overall not as heavy, not as widespread as the day before, but still some local downpours, some of those gusty winds, a few lightning strikes, although they weren't real prolific with the lightning yesterday. In a similar pattern today, we'll see the showers and thunderstorms move from between Lake City and McClenny across Baker County in the I-10 corridor, then into Jacksonville and northeastern Florida. Once again, not everybody gets the rain, but most of us will at least see storm clouds, and many will hear some thunder, and some spots get a pretty decent downpour. But again, the timing is such that the majority of this is out of here by very late this afternoon, at least, and that bodes well for the afternoon commute, although there may be pockets of areas that are still impacted with some wet roads and highways. Temperatures still reach the low to mid-90s by early afternoon before those showers and storms invade. And then for your Thursday, a brief respite. Very little in the way of any rainfall. There'll be plenty of sunshine. We reach the mid-90s. Feel like temperatures 104 to 107, maybe 108. Hot day tomorrow. Very low coverage of any storms. Most spots stay dry. But then we go right back into the showers and thunderstorms Friday, especially midday through the evening hours with highs reaching the low 90s. There's a little disturbance that's going to be just off the coast of Florida developing the next day or two. And then headed up toward the Carolinas by the weekend. It doesn't look like this could be anything truly tropical of much consequence or significance, but it's kind of an interesting little feature and something we'll keep an eye on. But what it appears to do for us here locally at home in Jacksonville, northeastern Florida, is enhance that shower and thunderstorm activity on Friday. In fact, it actually helps to lower the rainfall tomorrow. That's one of the reasons not expecting much rain, because we're kind of on that back side and it's off to our southeast, and we're kind of in sinking, what we call subsidence sinking air. But then that changes Friday, quite the opposite. It's rising air, and with a high humidity, that should be a pretty prolific afternoon and evening of showers and thunderstorms on Friday. So keep that in mind for Getaway Friday. And then as we head into your weekend, we're looking at a partly sunny, hot weekend. Saturday afternoon, a few afternoon storms. We're looking at about 40% coverage, increasing to around 60 to 70% by Sunday afternoon. It would appear Sunday right now looks to be more active than Saturday when it comes to storms and, of course, high temperatures, high humidity, as we would expect this time of year. In the tropics, we have the leftovers of Beryl, which is no longer tropical, but still producing a lot of severe weather, a lot of tornadoes in Kentucky, parts of Indiana. Yesterday, some pretty dramatic video. Now the outbreak of severe weather is expected to be in parts of Pennsylvania, New York, and perhaps Michigan as what's left of Beryl heads to the northeast. So again, it's been a long-lasting thing. Started off the coast of Africa in late June, and we still have impacts, even though it's a non-tropical system now, moving at very high northern latitudes. But again, no impacts to us here at home. We have that little low-pressure area that's going to try to spin up the next couple of days that I was mentioning just a little bit earlier right off our coast. I don't believe this can become much, but it's kind of an interesting little feature to keep an eye on. And the rest of the tropics right now, the Atlantic Basin, looks quiet. Always more Talking the Tropics with Mike at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. And yesterday, Dr. Phil Klotzbach at Colorado State University issuing his annual early season update of his hurricane forecast. It typically issues it the first week to 10 days, first week to 10 days of July, and did up the numbers a little bit, but that takes into account what's already occurred, which means we've already had three named storms. We've had one hurricane, one major hurricane in Beryl, of course. So the forecast is for now 25 named storms in total, 12 of which would be hurricanes, and six of those would be major. Now, that would still imply a very active, obviously, very active rest of the season. No real surprise here, largely predicated on the very warm ocean water that we already have and a developing La Nina over the Pacific, which typically means less shear across the Atlantic Basin and correlates to an increase in hurricane activity. The average is 14, 7, and 3, respectively, of named storms, hurricanes, and major hurricanes. So you're looking at almost double several of those numbers. So pretty significant. But again, in the end, it always comes down to where they are, if they hit land, and how strong they are. And you should always be prepared to do that. You can go to our websites and our apps, WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. Authority weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.